From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is in the Middle East trying to salvage the peace process she initiated in Annapolis last November. Rice went to Cairo, the West Bank, and Jerusalem today, but has so far not come out with any commitment that talks can resume. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas suspended contacts with the Israelis to protest a deadly Israeli offensive in Gaza over the weekend, and there was more fighting today when Israeli troops fought with Hamas militants in southern Gaza. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports from Jerusalem on the challenges Rice is facing on her current mission.
Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice often says there will be good days and bad days in the peace process. This is clearly one of those bad ones. As she met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas, flags flew at half-staff at the presidential compound in Ramallah in memory of more than 100 people killed in the Israeli offensive against Hamas in Gaza.
I call on the Israeli government to halt its aggression in order that we can afford the necessary atmosphere to conduct the negotiations.
Abbas twice dodged a question about whether he would return to talks. He made clear that the political negotiations with Israel have to go hand in hand with improvements on the ground, a cessation of hostilities in Gaza, and an easing of restrictions on Palestinians in the West Bank. Secretary Rice said she'll be speaking with the Israelis about all of this. She studiously avoided calling for a ceasefire. She said Israel has the right to defend itself from Hamas rocket attacks from Gaza. But she did urge Israel to try to make sure civilians aren't caught in the crossfire.
Innocent people who have the bad fortune to have to live under Hamas control should not be subject to injury and death. There should really be a very strong effort to spare innocent life.
The Bush administration has few options when it comes to dealing with Hamas, and Rice went back to her talking points on that. She said Hamas, which took over Gaza last summer, only wants to sow chaos.
If, in fact, it is Hamas's intention to destroy the peace process by launching rockets at Israel, if it is their intention to destroy the possibility for the Palestinian people to live in their own state, then perhaps they should be called to account for doing precisely that.
Earlier in the day in Cairo, her Egyptian counterpart, Ahmed Abu Ghait, provided a bit of a reality check.
We have to admit Hamas is part of the Palestinian equation, and Hamas will have to be tackled with, meaning in a certain point in time down the road, as we make progress, and the authority and the Israelis are making progress when it comes to political negotiations, it will be a must that Hamas will have to be convinced to come on board.
In the meantime, he called for a cessation of hostilities to allow peace talks to resume. And though Palestinians weren't making any public promises today, U.S. officials sounded confident talks will restart soon once it's politically feasible for Abbas to sit down with his Israeli counterpart. Israeli officials have said they regretted Abbas's decision to cut contacts. Rice had dinner with Israel's Prime Minister Ehud Olmert tonight and has more talks tomorrow as she tries to deal with the biggest challenge to her peace initiative to date. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Jerusalem.